JB System Show, episode number 47. Today we're going to be talking about why you should be podcasting. I'm going to give you a simple 5-step guide to starting your own online show.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB System Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And here I am recording this intro for the third time here at the studio. And welcome to today's show. My name is Jason Sism, and I have the privilege of being your host. Well, my friends, I believe that we all have a message to share, and this is why I created this podcast and this blog. And my desire is to help you take your ministry, your church, or your business, and your personal life to the next level. Well, today, we're going to be talking about podcasting. And I want to give you a very simple step-by-step guide in starting your very own podcast and why I believe it's a really good idea. I also have a really good tip of the week for you that you must know, especially if you already have your very own podcast show. Well, my friends, I'm really excited about today's show. All of this and more is coming up right now here on this week's episode of the JB Sism Show. Stick around, I'll be right back. Welcome to another episode of the JB Sism Show, my friends. And if this is the first time you are listening to the show, I say welcome. A very, very big welcome. And if you are supporting the production of this show over at Patreon, I welcome you as well. And I say thank you for your support. And if this is your first time listening to the show, I got to tell you that this show is dedicated to helping you stay motivated with clarity and the tools that you need so that you can find your voice and succeed in life. And that, my friends, is what it's all about, is taking our message to the next level and helping more people draw near to the heart of God. Well, this week is kind of been a crazy week for me and my family. And our daughter has actually just gotten over a cold, and that's kind of a bummer because, you know, you feel helpless as a parent, and, you know, you hear the cough, you hear the stuffy noses, and ended up taking her into the doctor, last Tuesday, and, you know, she checked out just fine other than, you know, the cold, and they said, well, you're just going to have to, you know, ride it out, and it wasn't a really bad cold, just a nuisance, and felt sorry that she was coughing all the time. So, but thankfully, she is getting over the cold, and we are back to our happy, smiley self. And it's kind of cute. She actually started giggling this week, and so that was a lot of fun. We ended up recording that because it was just too darn precious. So. And then this last weekend was kind of a sad weekend for our family. My wife's grandmother, at 96 years of age, passed away about 2 weeks ago. And so we had her memorial service this last weekend. And while it was really good to see family again and, catch up, but you know, you hate to do that over such, sad circumstances. But, you know, if you really think about it, last week I was talking about that we should be leaving a legacy for others to follow. And one of the best ways for us to do that is to tap into our relationship with God. And that is one thing that that my wife's grandmother had was a deep love for the Lord. And it's evident because it's been passed down from generation to generation. And that's really what it's all about. And when you are wanting to take your message to the next level, you have to be thinking about the end game. You have to be thinking about where do I want to see my message get to? And what kind of a legacy do I want to leave behind? And so as we talk about podcasting today, one of the things that I want to make sure that we understand is that we're not just doing a podcast because it's something fun to do. We're doing a podcast because we truly have a message in our heart that we believe God has placed there. And we believe that we want to get that message out there to help more people, to help more people find success in their life. And that's one of the things that I really, really, truly want to do is to help take my message further than I'm able to go and help more people come to a decision, not only in their life for business and entrepreneurial ideas, but really come to an understanding that their life means something. And if somebody comes to faith in Jesus simply because of the words I share here, then that's all that matters. You're listening to the JB Sism Show. This show is brought to you by my ebook, Grace. What's so amazing about it? Christians have often asked, what's so amazing or what's so important about God's grace? Or isn't grace just simply something that one receives at salvation? Well, while these may be valid questions, the truth of the matter is, grace is so much deeper, so much more brilliant than we can imagine. And we shouldn't settle for a cheap understanding of grace, but a grace that is ever beautiful and powerful as God's love is for us. And I believe our lives should be changed. And in fact, they should become that beacon of glory for the whole world to see. Well, the exciting news about this book is, if you belong to Kindle Unlimited, which is Amazon's Kindle edition service, if you belong to Amazon's Kindle Unlimited, which is, I think, $10 a month, you can get this book completely for free. And I encourage you to make use of that and download the book and read it. I believe in these some 100 pages that your life will be completely altered and changed. So I encourage you to download it for free on Kindle Unlimited. Otherwise, you can purchase it for $9.97 over at the Amazon store. To learn more about this book, just head over to amazon.com/grace, what's so amazing about it, ebook. Or easier way to do it is just jbsism.com/grace-book. And you can learn more about it there, and you can purchase it right there. Well, I have a tip of the week here for you, and if you already have a podcast, this is something that you are going to need to know. Main thing is, because iTunes has changed the rules. I know that's kind of a bummer. You probably don't want to hear that, but iTunes has changed the rules. And so I want to give you kind of three main things that they have changed and what you need to do if you already have a podcast. And if you don't have a podcast, these three things are three things you must do. So it's going to be kind of a win-win situation for everybody. However, the first thing here is Amazon recommends that the artwork cover image, so the cover art for your podcast, which is a square image, you can see what it looks like over at Stitcher. You can look any podcast there at Stitcher. Will give you a square artwork. Any of the podcasts over on the Apple App Store, not App Store, the Apple Podcast Store. Anyway, it's a square image. And so what you need to do is when you create your JPEG cover art, and it has to be JPEG. And that's the thing. They don't want PNG. They don't want TIFF. They don't want a PDF. So it's got to be a JPEG. So JPEG image. It must be 3,000 by 3,000 pixels. So 3,000 by 3,000 pixels. And for the longest time, Apple really didn't care. All they cared about was an image that was about 1,400 by 1,400 pixels. Well, they've changed that. And the main reason is because they're getting ready to roll out some of this new stuff over on Apple TV. And Apple had actually kind of abandoned the whole Apple TV thing for a while, and it's kind of back with a vengeance, and especially with the podcast artwork. And the main thing is they want it to look good on a smart TV. They want the image to be crisp and clean and clear, and so it needs to be 3,000 by 3,000 pixels, so 3,000 lines of data on that image it needs to have. And that's just simply to help have a clear, crisp image. So that's what you have to do. So when you create that image, make sure that it is 3,000 pixels. You need to select on everything that you do now. It has to either be clean or explicit. Apple used to kind of let you say, well, this episode is clean and this episode is explicit, or I don't want to have any of that on there. I just don't want it. Well, Apple's not giving us much of a choice anymore. So now we must select either clean or explicit. There is no option available any longer. And that's just because iTunes has changed the explicit setting. And they want people to know that, hey, this is a clean podcast where either the language is going to be very, very mild to almost non-existent, or there's going to be some heavy language. And, you know, the one thing here at the JB Sism Show, the language is always clean, and you'll never hear me swear on this show. Well, one, I'm a believer in Jesus, and two, I'm a pastor, so it probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to swear. but, you know, I know that everybody who listens to this and anybody who's going to be starting their own podcast, they understand that, they may have some explicit episodes. And, you know, I'm not going to judge anybody for that, but I am going to let you know that iTunes has changed that setting. So you have to say, yes, I am a clean podcast, or I am an explicit podcast. There really is no in between any longer. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that you understood that as well. And then the third thing is, you can no longer manage your iTunes podcast. Let me rephrase that. You used to never be able to manage your podcast content on Apple iTunes. And the main reason is they just had one little place for you to enter in your information, and they took it all from there. And then if you wanted to change your podcast feed, or you wanted to change some information about your podcast, well, they really made it difficult, and you had to email them, and it was just a big rigmarole. Well, now they have made it much easier, and podcast submissions to iTunes Podcast Directory are now managed by a brand new website called the Podcast Connect website. And this new website allows you to submit new podcasts, as well as refresh or hide or delete your current podcast listings. And that's the great part. I have actually played around with it a little bit, and I got to tell you, it's actually surprisingly simple. So it shows you all of your past podcasts, or it shows you what podcasts you currently have. you can refresh them. So let's say you have a podcast that that's gone outdated and Apple has kind of pulled it. You can refresh it by adding a new RSS feed to it. You can hide it. You can delete it if you want. So you don't want it anymore, just simply delete it. You no longer have to contact Apple, which is great. So the podcast submissions to iTunes is no longer done through the iTunes app. It's now done through this Podcast Connect. And it's called podcastconnect.apple.com. And you can sign in with your Apple ID. You can manage all of your podcasts. So it's actually pretty impressive. I've used it and I've looked it over myself, and it's pretty snazzy. And so, you know, I think if you take some time, you can come to really enjoy it. So if you want to make your iTunes podcast directory as fun as you want, have as many shows as you want, well, now you can do it with a click of a button. It's pretty great. I'll be right back. Welcome back. And so today we are talking about why you should be podcasting. And I'm going to give you a simple 5-step guide to starting your own online show. So a five-step guide to starting your own show. Now, this is not an exhaustive list. This is not going to be a step-by-step on how to really go about the whole thing of setting everything up, but it's going to kind of give you that starting point. And then I'm going to tell you about where you can go to actually learn about the gritty little details on how to start your own podcast show. And eventually I will have my own place online where you can learn how to set up your own show. And I will walk you through step by step on video. But today I'm going to give you a 5-step guide to starting your own online show and how to start your own show. And that's really the thing. A lot of people kind of forget about, you know, well, how do I start a show? You know, what's all involved in starting a show? And that's kind of the guide I want to give you. And I don't want to give you the dirty details on everything you need to do. You know, how do I record and how do I set my sound levels? I'm not going to get into any of that today. I'm just going to give you a simple guide and help you kind of get the ball rolling in your own mind of kind of some of the things to be thinking about, some of the things to maybe start purchasing before you launch your own show. And so I'm going to jump right in here. I got 5 of these things I want to talk to you about. So number 1 is just do it. You know, that is the most important aspect of anything, isn't it? It's to simply take that Nike approach and just do it. You know, I think we often sit back and we wonder, you know, golly, you know, am I going to accomplish the goal that I've set out to do? You know, there's an old adage out there, and you'll hear a lot of people talk about this, especially in podcasts. I actually just heard it recently the other day in a podcast is, you know, if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit the mark every time. So congratulations, if you're into archery, if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit that mark every single time. Well, you know, when it comes to podcasting or when it comes to blogging, you know, you got to stop the whole dreaming process. You got to, well, let me tell you this. I'm a dreamer. And I think about, well, it'd be great if I do this. It'd be great if I do that. And for years, I thought it'd be great to start my own podcast show. And I procrastinated on it for the longest time. And then one day, it was a Friday, last February, I was like, you know what? Darn it, I'm going to start my own show. And this is before I really had done any research. I had been listening, and funny is you should, know this. I'd been listening to Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast Answer Man, for probably a year by the time I decided to start my own podcast. And I had not looked at any of his training. I just listened to his podcast. I liked the sound of the guy's voice. And, he just said, be passionate, get your voice out there. Don't think about it. Just do it. And that's kind of what I decided to do. So I grabbed my laptop computer and opened up an audio editing app, and I hit record and I started talking, and I just had the microphone on my computer, and it was just me and my microphone. Oh, that was a really, really bad episode. But I will say it's probably one of my most listened to episodes. And is it because it was great quality audio? No. It's because the content was there. The content was good. And I knew that I had a message to share. And I knew I had to get it out there. Setting a goal, it takes responsibility, and it takes following through. And so, if you're out there listening to this and you say, I got a message to share and, I'm not sure what to do about it. I'm going to say, well, one, stop thinking. It's time to start your show. So stop thinking. Stop trying to impress people with the idea and just do it. And the people will follow eventually. This is not the world's greatest show. This is not the world's best podcast out there. But I like to say that the people who do listen to this, and I just looked at the stats, they're roughly an average of 50, an average of 50 listeners a month to this podcast. An average of 50 listeners a month. So, I consider that a pretty good reach. For having done this for a year, just under 50 episodes, that's pretty good. And, there's been a few weeks that I've taken off, and, that's okay. But, the goal is to just stop thinking and just start the show. So take that Nike approach and just do it. Stop aiming at nothing and actually aim, or maybe you're thinking you can aim for the moon, but I would rather, I would rather aim for the moon and land on the roof rather than aiming for the roof. So I have my sights set too low and then land in the barnyard. but take a risk and follow through with your thinking and stop procrastinating. Number two, find your topic. Find your topic. The beauty of podcasting is you get to talk about what you're passionate about. It doesn't matter if you have this huge, grandiose topic. It doesn't have to be something huge. If you're passionate, let's say, about cooking. Well, why not start a cooking podcast? Or maybe you just love to travel and you like to see different sights and sounds in different countries and cultures and cities and country or whatever. Well, start like a Travelers Club podcast. Some of those are actually pretty popular out there right now. Or maybe you enjoy reading the Bible and you love talking about the Word of God. Well, why not start a Bible study podcast? The goal is to simply find what interests you And then here's the great part, and this is what makes it a podcast. You find what interests you, and then you sit in front of a microphone and you talk. You talk about what you're passionate about. You know, for me, I am passionate about helping people find their voice. I'm passionate about people taking their life, their ministries, their churches, and their businesses to the next level. I'm not saying I'm a expert at any of it, because I know I'm not an expert. But I do know I have a passion about it, and I do know I have a voice. And if I put those two things together, I can now have my voice be heard. You know, do I have the world's biggest platform? No. You know, I would say I have an average of about 500 people that follow me. You know, not huge. But those are 500 people that I'm changing their lives on. And that's all that matters. The goal is to find your topic and change people's life by using your voice, using your passion, using everything within you to get your message out there. And so that's the beauty of podcasting, is you get to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I love that. I love that. So one, you just have to do it. You just have to stop thinking and just do it. Number two, find your topic. Find what you're passionate about and use that as your catalyst to get your show off the ground. But number three comes the important part. Number three is you have to start purchasing your gear. And I think this is the part that most people will usually get hung up on. Now, sure, and this is what I did. You can start your own show with your own laptop. You can use Audacity, which is a free software, and then the onboard microphone. Oh yes, the quality will be low. You just have to just listen to my first several episodes. jbsism.com/jbsism-show. And I'm going to tell you, I did not have very good equipment at that time. And so if you start your own show, you know, yeah, you can start your show if you have a laptop and you have, you know, Audacity or some other recording software on your laptop, or even you have your phone and you just plug your headset in there and you use that to record off of. You know, yeah, you could start your own show with that, and, you know, that's okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to give you a list that will give you a little bit more and help you out a little bit better than how I started, because, you know, my goal is to do all the stupid stuff first so that you don't have to do the stupid stuff. So what I recommend, and you can do this on a budget, a really, really simple budget. It's only going to cost you $30. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. It's only going to cost you $30 to start your own podcast. First thing is you need a microphone. And I want to say you want a microphone that's going to amplify your voice, that's going to give you a little bit better sound than just the onboard computer microphone. While Apple, and that's what I use, has a pretty decent one, if you're fairly close to it, it still isn't very good. So what I recommend, and there are a lot of other ideas out there, I'm just going to tell you one of the things that I have used for video, and I have used it for this podcast as well. I have here in my hands, it's made by Audio Technica. It's an omnidirectional microphone. It's a little clip-on lavalier. It is the Audio Technica ATR-3350. So the Audio Technica ATR-3350. 3350. Now, this is a little tiny microphone. It has a really, really good, crispy, clean sound. And if you want to kind of set the stage and set the bar to have a little bit better sound coming through, this is the little device that you're going to want. So this microphone is great. I love the sound of it. I think it sounds great. I think it's easy to use, and it's only about $30. And I will have the link to it so you can purchase it right from Amazon. So the ATR 3350 Audio-Technica lavalier. All you have to do is just plug it into your laptop and it works. And that's the beauty of it. The other thing that you're going to need is Audacity. Now, Audacity is my go-to audio editing program for this podcast. So what you are hearing right now is coming out of Audacity. After I run all of my processes, after I run all of my effects, and it has a load of effects you can use, I do caution you, be gentle with the effects. Now, the best part is Audacity is completely free, and you don't have to pay for it. You just download it, and I'm going to have the link in the show notes there for you as well. To find the show notes, just go to jbsism.com/047. So jbsism.com/047, and you can check out the full show notes right there. If you want a little bit more information on how to use Audacity and some of the features of Audacity that I use, check out Daniel J. Lewis's website, The Audacity to Podcast. He gives a lot of great tutorials. So theaudacitytopodcast.com, and you can find more about that there. And then thirdly is a pair of Apple iPhone earbuds. They come with your iPhone. You just plug them into where your headset is on your Macintosh, and you can listen to the sound coming out of there so that you know what your voice is sounding like through the Audio-Technica microphone. Now, that's all you really need to get your podcast up and running and off the ground. So $30 is all it's going to cost. Now, if you want a little bit more professional sound, like the sound you're hearing now, I'm going to give you a list of what I use. Now, I use, and I'm not going to give you the full list. You can find out the full list at jbsism.com/047. However, the microphone that I currently use is called the Hyo PR40. Now, the Hyo PR40 is the bread and butter microphone for most professional podcasters out in the world today. If you want your voice to sound the best, if you want your voice to sound crisp and clear and have that nice deep bass, the Hyo PR40 is the microphone that you're going to want to go to. And then I use a boom, I use a shock mount, but nothing will make the Hyo PR40 sound the best unless you have a mixer. Now, I use a Mackie mixer. I use the Mix 8 soundboard. Probably will upgrade it in the future, but right now, this is my soundboard. I love it. It's a great little guy. And you know, the mixer is only about $80, so it's not very expensive. The Hyo PR40, however, is just under $400, so it's not a cheap microphone, but you can hear that it's probably one of the better sounding microphones out there. I use a Tascam DR40 digital recorder to record all of my podcast episodes onto. That way I don't, you know, have to worry about my computer crashing. I record everything digitally onto an SD card, and it's great. And then, of course, I use studio headphones. Now, you don't need all of the professional equipment to get started. You know, use my starting guide. You know, get a microphone, even if it's a headset microphone, like for gaming. And I know there's some good ones out there. I just don't know them off the top of my head. You know, use Audacity, use some earbuds. You don't have to have the big studio headphones if you don't want them. You can always add the better equipment later, and you'll save up your money. You know, don't, as Dave Ramsey would say, don't, you know, don't buy it on credit. Because if you start buying stuff on credit, then, you know, well, I don't recommend that. You know, so save up your money and buy the stuff as you can afford it. And you can get your podcast going really, really simply, really, really easily, and it doesn't take much. So number one, just do it. Get off your seat and just start recording. Number two, find your topic. You know, what is it you're passionate about? You know, it doesn't have to be huge. If you're passionate about cooking, do a cooking podcast. You know, the goal is to find what interests you and sit in front of the microphone and start talking. Third thing is make sure you have the appropriate gear. You know, one, I recommend the Audio-Technica ATR-3350. It's a $30 microphone. It's a plug-and-play microphone, and it works great. You know, the use Audacity. That's my go-to editing program. I personally use it because it's free, and I love it. I think it sounds great. And then, you know, just have some iPod earbuds, and they come with your iPhone anyway, so you might as well use them. And if you have that, you can get your podcast up and running in just minutes. Well, I have two more tips I want to give you, two more how-to steps I want to give you when we come back. Take a listen to this short promo. I'm often asked what tools I use in my daily life. After years of letting life get crazy, I knew I had to make a shift in my daily productivity. This is why I wrote my new ebook, Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. I want to give you some of the same tools that I use every day. And you'll find that some are completely free, while others for a minimal price. However, I guarantee that this sampling of daily tools will help you stay motivated with clarity, so you can find your voice and succeed at life. Now, you can't buy this ebook, but you can get it completely for free by subscribing to my free e-newsletter. This newsletter will let you know when I post new content to my blog. To get your copy of my new ebook, head to jbsism.com and enter your information at the top of the page. So, go ahead, get your copy of Inside My Toolbox, available only at jbsism.com. Well, welcome back. We have been talking about why you should be podcasting, and I'm giving you a simple five-step guide to starting your very own online show. Number one, I talked about how you should just do it. Take that Nike approach and just do it. Set the goal and set out to do it. You know, stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about what direction you want to go and just start recording your show. Number two is to find your topic. And, you know, that's the beauty of podcasting, is you get to talk about what you're passionate about. And it doesn't have to be a huge topic. Just find what interests you. Sit in front of the microphone and talk. Thirdly is to purchase your gear. And, you know, I was saying that this is where most get hung up on. You know, you can start your own show with just your laptop. I recommended the Audio-Technica ATR-3350. It runs around $30. Use Audacity to edit your program. And then use some Apple earbuds so that you can hear what your voice sounds like coming out of the microphone. You don't have to buy the expensive equipment that I personally use. But if you want to, the list is going to be right there on my website, and you can just simply do a Google search on purchasing that equipment. So number four is record your first three episodes. So you don't want to overthink this part. You just want to sit down and record. Now, for me, it takes me about 30 minutes to prep my show notes. Now, this is not the preparation of figuring out what I'm going to be talking about. This is just writing out my show notes. So 30 minutes of prep time for my show notes and about another 40 minutes or so to record. Maybe a little bit longer because usually sometimes I have to edit stuff out. And then in under 2 hours or less, you know, sometimes it'll take maybe an hour. I can have a fully produced podcast ready to upload. And that's fantastic. Now, I encourage you to record your first three episodes. And the reason is you want to have something there for people to listen to. They don't have to wait another week for episode number two. They get episode one, two, and three right away. And then they can wait a week for episode four. And then another week for episode five. Now, I recommend this because that's what I did not do. And I wish I did. I lost some momentum there. And it tells Apple that, you know, hey, you got some content here and we're going to kind of push it to the top for new and noteworthy. And so record your first three episodes. And if it takes you 30 minutes of prep time, you're talking an hour and a half there, another 40 minutes to record for each episode there. So you're talking all in all with the editing, your show prep, and your recording, you're talking, you can have three episodes up and running in about maybe 5 hours, maybe six at the most. So it's not hard to do. It's actually fairly simple to do. Now, I will tell you this. You are going to need to have an audio host. You can't just put your audio podcast on your website. You need an audio host to host your audio files. And that way, if your show does take off and gets popular, you're going to want a structure there for people to actually listen to your show. So I personally use SoundCloud. Now, it's completely free to use it for the first 3 hours. After that, then it starts pushing the older episodes off the cliff. And, you know, so anybody who wants to listen to those older episodes, they're kind of SOL on that. So I recommend that you pay for the Pro Unlimited. And so that's about $10 a month. So it's not expensive. About $120 a year. Really not expensive. And I encourage you to do that. So have somewhere that you can put all of your audio episodes. But I encourage you to record your first three episodes. That way you have content there for people to listen to. Number five is stay committed. Stay committed. Now, this is the hardest part of starting anything. And it's just simply staying committed. You know, I've been doing my own show now for over a year. But I've been podcasting since about 2007. And that's with the church. But yet with anything, it takes dedication. It takes determination. And, you know, if you find that over time you're like, oh gosh, I really don't like my show, you know, that's okay. Either rebrand it. You know, I rebranded this show. The first 40-some episodes was Crosstalk Online Radio. And I rebranded the JB Sism Show with the launch of my new website in January. And I couldn't have been more happier in that. And in fact, I've seen listens and viewership, not viewership, but listenership. Okay. I've seen the numbers go up simply because I've changed some stuff over. And so, but the goal is to stay committed. You know, think about the long haul. Think about where you want your audience to be by the time your show ends. So if you do know you're going to come to an end, you know, one, let your audience know. But then, you know, just remember that there's no limit on how many shows you can produce and how many episodes are going to be in each show. There's some podcasts I listen to where they're into the thousands when it comes to episodes. Others only in the hundreds. And there's only some that I've listened to that only have maybe 30 episodes and they're done. And I still refer to them. I still listen to them because I thought they were really well produced, really good. So there's no limit, but you have to be consistent. You have to stay motivated. And if anything, you just got to know that you have to believe in yourself, believe in the message that you have to share, because you're going to be able to change people's lives for eternity. And that, my friends, is what it truly is all about. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. You can find the full show notes of today's show over at jbsism.com/047. And do me a favor and head over to iTunes and rate this show. We want to let more people know about the show. If you want to support this show, I encourage you to support the show by $1 an episode. Head over to jbsism.com/support. And you can support me right there. Well, God bless. I will see you right here at jbsism.com next week. God bless. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.